Joining us now is the Pro Bowl linebacker, Lamar Woodley of your Pittsburgh Steelers. Lamar, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
All right, man. Thanks for jumping on with us, man. Appreciate it. We were just talking about the lockout and how things are rolling along. How are things for you in this very unusual time, I would think?
I mean, I've been doing what I've been doing every year. You know, that's just staying in shape. You know, a lot of people are so concerned about the lockout right now, but we're locked out during the off season. You know, usually right now we'll probably be in OTAs, which is practice and non-contact practice with helmets on. But I know every guy just doing what he's supposed to do just to stay in shape, even though we don't have OTAs.
Now, you're working out with a group of guys at all, or are you just kind of doing it on your own?
I'm working out with a personal trainer, no group of guys at all.
Will that put you at a disadvantage at some point? I mean, even in these early OTAs, you get together with other guys, your timing and things like that, you get to know other guys. Does that at some point put you now at a disadvantage?
I mean, no disadvantage at all. We was in OTAs. Most of the time it was watching film and practice maybe last an hour. And we have maybe so that don't put it at a disadvantage at all because there's no contact being involved. There's, you know, it's not like it's full speed. You know, once we get to training camp, everybody's on the same playing field.
Lamar Woodley, Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker, joining us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Hey, Lamar, it's Ron Cook. How are you, man?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Tell me where you are contractually. Now, you agreed to accept the franchise tag. What happens if there is no franchise tag in this next agreement?
Honestly, I really can't tell you what will happen in that situation right there. Well, hopefully, you know, they told me once the CBA is figured out or whatever that we was going to work in a long-term deal. So either way it go, hopefully we're working on something when everything gets figured out.
You know, you told me at the Super Bowl, and you told me also last year, you're not a guy that likes to move around, are you? Talk about that. Even everywhere you played, you said you never were a guy that liked to move around.
Yeah, you know when I attended Saginaw High in Saginaw, Michigan, I didn't transfer when I went to Michigan. I was there for 4 years, and coming here to Pittsburgh, you know, once you get to an area and you love the you love the city, you love the fans, you love the team, you definitely always want to be a part of it, you know. And being part of the Steelers remind me of playing for my high school team and playing for the University of Michigan, and just the great tradition and history behind the team. And you know, when you're done playing, you want to be remembered as one of those great players, one of those great defensive players. And here, you know, you want to be remembered as one of the great linebackers here.
I don't think we've had a chance to talk to you since a Sunday night in February in Dallas when things didn't quite work out. I asked Chris Hoke this. How long did it take you to get over that game, Lamar? And how many times have you replayed it in your mind, the Green Bay loss? Or maybe I could have done this differently. Maybe I could have done that differently.
You know, actually, I was just watching the NFL Network, and they was just showing the 20 greatest games from 2011 season, and the Super Bowl made number 19. And, you know, I knew that we had an opportunity to win that game. We just had too many mistakes. You know, Green Bay was just a better team that day. But it's not a game that's going to be in the back of my mind going into the season. You know, all I want to do is improve and make sure that we get back to that Super Bowl. And when we get back there, this time we win the game.
Lamar Woodley from the Steelers with us, a Pro Bowl linebacker, of course. Lamar, what was the greatest game of in your mind last year? Was it the Super Bowl, or was there a game that stuck out in your mind with all of your situation last year?
The game I really enjoyed the most was probably a great game for us was against the Baltimore Ravens. I think they had us down 21-3 going into halftime, which was something similar almost to the Super Bowl. You know, that team like Baltimore, we fought all the way back and came out on top.
Was it hard for you to play? I mean, with all the contractual stuff that happened before the year, you sucked it up and you said, okay, I'm going to come in. I'm not going to let that bother me. But in your gut, did the contract stuff bother you at all throughout the year?
No, you know, the approach I was taking, and I always take this approach, is, you know, things you can't control, don't be upset about it, don't worry about it. You know, that was out of my control about whether the Steelers wanted to sign me to a long-term deal. So I wasn't worried about it. You know, I had a few interviews, and, you know, sometimes people ask me questions. I tell them what's on my mind, and sometimes they can get taken the wrong way. But I wasn't one of those guys that was really concerned about the contract situation, because I wasn't going to let that be a distraction towards me or my teammates going into this season, because I knew the ultimate goal was to go out there and win a Super Bowl.
Steelers linebacker Lamar Woodley with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. You've become a leader on this team. I don't think there's any question about that. When Cam Hayward was on with us, we asked him what Steelers reached out to him after he was picked. And he said Roethlisberger and Hines Ward. And I think everybody recognizes those guys as leaders. He said Lamar Woodley also called him. Tell us about that conversation and why you felt the need to do that.
I always feel the need to reach out to a player, you know, let them know that, you know, we care about you. Now you're part of Steeler Nation. If you have any questions or anything you need to know about, feel free to call me. You know, because that's how I felt when I first got with the Steelers. I felt like from day one when I got here, guys opened up the door to me to make me feel welcome, and so that I want that tradition to keep on. So I want to reach out, even though I'm going to my fifth year, I want to reach out to a guy that's just coming in. And he's a Big Ten guy, but he went to Ohio State, but I still got love for him.
Yeah, that's a tough situation. Hey, Lamar, he's young blood coming in here. The defense is starting to get a little bit older, especially up front, you know, with Kiesel and Aaron Smith and Ike Taylor situation up in the air here. Can this defense get this team back to a Super Bowl again this year?
Oh, definitely. You know, every year they talk about our defense being an old group, but every year we seem to prove everybody wrong and be a contender in the Super Bowl. So we're not worried about how our team is aging, and you know, when he comes in, he's gonna be with a bunch of veteran guys. I tell you that, with guys like Aaron Smith, you know, showing the guy the way. He's really gonna learn a lot, and he's gonna really come in and help us win this year.
Lamar, I want to talk about your football camp that's coming up. This is the fourth year that you've been doing. It's coming up in June. Tell me a little bit about the camp and what kids can learn going to this camp.
We'll talk about the sack attack I have on Thursday at Atreus.
Okay.
It's a sack attack where I raised, this year we raised $25,000, and we're awarding $20,000 in grants going to Heroes for Kids, Boys and Girls Club, and All-Star Helping Kids. They'll be getting, we'll be dividing the money out to those groups right there.
And which Atreus is that at?
PNC Park. I don't know it's funny. I don't know the street, but the one that's hooked at the PNC Park.
Oh, okay. So right there on, the Roberto Clemente Bridge, Federal Street there.
Yeah, that's it right there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not good with street, but I can tell you where it's at.
That's what the GPS is for, right?
Exactly. I think I abused the GPS a little bit too much. I need to go back to, you know, what y'all did back in the days when you just drive around until you got lost.
Yeah, but, you know, before the GPS, you'd drive around with your wife or girlfriend or something like that, and she'd be hollering at you because you didn't know where you were going. So the GPS kind of takes that out of the equation a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's definitely easy to get lost here in Pittsburgh, because everything looks the same, and one wrong turn have you going a whole different direction.
If people want to get involved in the sack attack, how do they do that? Is there a way that they can get involved in that still?
Yeah, there's information on my website, which is www.lamarwoodley56.com. You can go to the charity information, and it lets you know how to get involved with the sack attack.
Okay.
Definitely looking for more sponsors to go for a good cause, because, you know, it's going for a cause for the children and the kids, and, you know, they are the next generation in the future.
And tell me a little bit about the football camp too, that's coming up in June.
I'm doing a football camp in June in Saginaw, Michigan. It's my fourth annual football camp. It's from at my high school, Saginaw High School. Goes from 9 to 1, ages from 7 to 15.
Oh.
Just allow the kids to run through some drills at some football camp. I mean, some in the different drills and different position drills, and I'm allowed them to meet different football players that I'm bringing in. So it's definitely a great time, man. I was going to do a football camp here, but I'm going to actually join Ryan Mundy and Steve Breston football camp on July 23rd here in Pittsburgh.
On July 23rd for Pittsburgh. Lamar Woodley with us here on Sports Radio 93.7, the Fan on the Rivertown Hotline. All right, I got to ask you, we ask every Steeler now, how pinned are you into watching Hines on Dancing with the Stars? You watching him at all or not watching him?
Yeah, he's been doing a great job, definitely focused. The guy can move. I didn't know Hines can move like that. And he keeps that smile on his face, and he's really into it. And actually, I'm thinking about going out there on Monday to be in the audience this week.
Really? So have you been invited out? I mean, can you actually go?
Yeah, I've been invited out, but the only thing I've been hesitating on is that 5-hour flight. That's a long flight going to the West Coast.
I know that's a long flight, but think of how it's going to be if Hines sees that. I mean, and guys have been showing up. We've seen Jerome go. We've seen different guys, but to see guys show up for him, imagine if the whole it would almost be like a Dick LeBeau type moment if he was in that final and the whole defense was sitting in that thing and the whole offense, as many Steelers as you could get, were sitting there for him. How cool would that be?
Oh, that'd be great right there. I think I'm actually going to go out there. I'm going to figure it out today if I want to take that long 5-hour flight and head out there to California.
Well, I'm available to go with you if you want somebody to take the ride with you, Lamar. I'd be happy to go hang and watch that. I think it's a great thing. I've been watching it. I thought he was going to win almost from the get-go. He's done a nice job. He's not going to catch any flack in the locker room for that, is he?
Oh, not at all. You know what? I tell you what, one thing, he looks better than Ocho Cinco out there. So that's another beating that we gave the Cincinnati Bengals again to have Hines Ward outperform him.
He looks better than Jerry Rice did, man, when he was doing it. Hey, Lamar, listen, thanks so much for jumping on with us. Really appreciate it. Once again, if you want to find out about the event coming up at Atrius or the camp, you can go out to Lamar's website at lamarwoodley56.com. And you know what, Lamar, I just want to say something. I really admire the way you handled yourself this season and didn't let the off-field stuff distract you from a great job and was a big part of this team getting to the Super Bowl. So it was a thing. I think you set an example for a lot of people that say don't let the off the field stuff affect what you do on the field. It was a great job.
All right, I appreciate it, and thank y'all for having me on the show. And one more thing, I want my fans to follow me on Twitter at Lamar Woodley.
Oh, now don't get in trouble with that though. Don't do a Rashard. You know, have a Rashard moment.
That's all I'm gonna say on that. I ain't gonna comment on that.
All right, we don't want to have a we don't want to be having you as a controversy here on the show. All right.
I got you. I understand.
All right. And how do people follow you on Twitter, Lamar?
The number's been going up slowly, you know, because I have a Twitter and I have a Facebook fan page as well.
Oh, so they go to your website and they can just click on the Twitter thing, right?
They can click on the Twitter. When you click on the Twitter, you can go to Lamar Woodley Facebook fan page
cool.
as well.
All right, Lamar, take care of yourself. And if you go out to California, be safe. Take care, man.
All right, thank you.
Lamar Woodley joining us on the Rivertown Hotline. See, he likes Pines thing. It's Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.